Also on TV tonight, a new show looking at racially charged police shootings. The 10-episode series on Fox is called Shots Fired. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show is better at exploring explosive emotions than it is at providing deeper insight.
Shots Fired begins with a horrific incident.
Headquarters, shots fired, shots fired. I need some units. Shots fired, I need some units. Shots fired.
All units, respond.
The shooting of an unarmed 19-year-old by a police officer in a small North Carolina town. But when federal prosecutor Preston Terry, who happens to be black, is assigned to investigate the case, his supervisor explains a key detail.
The governor called me personally. It's a black cop and a white kid. She wants a black prosecutor out front. Optics. This climate, only a black man could indict this black cop without inciting tensions, if he's guilty.
The outlook for the officer only gets worse when video surfaces of a racist joke he made at a party for his graduation from the police academy.
Just graduated from the academy? Any last words?
Finally got my license to shoot these crackers.
That's right. My boy's bulletproof.
That we've heard no comment from them.
About halfway through the first episode, federal investigators learn local police are also covering up the shooting death of a black teen by a white officer. That's when Shots Fired expands its scope and begins to show how these two deaths produce very different reactions from police, the media, and the community. When I caught up with the show's co-creator, Reggie Rock Bythewood, at a press reception, he explained why Shots Fired began with the white teen's death. It's about getting non-black audience members to care about the victims of police shootings, too.
But that case gives us, forces a segment of the audience to look at it from a different point of view. Forces people in a way to say, what if that was your child?
His wife, Gina Prince Bythewood, co-created the show. She says the way some people cheered the 2013 acquittal of George Zimmerman for killing unarmed black 17-year-old Trayvon Martin convinced her there were people out there who needed some lessons in empathy.
It was shocking to us after the Zimmerman verdict. It was so personal and emotional to us and to our son. And then to turn on the TV or go online and see people starting to make excuses for everything that happened, and it felt that they were not seeing Trayvon as their child.
The Bythewoods are both directors, producers, and writers. Their credits together and separately include the films Love and Basketball, Beyond the Lights, and the TV show A Different World. Shots Fired bears all the signs of a prestige project for Fox. There are A-list co-stars like Richard Dreyfuss and Helen Hunt, along with a jazzy score by Spike Lee's longtime composer, Terrence Blanchard. The show's two lead actors, Stephen James and Sanaa Lathan, make a great team, playing a straight-arrow prosecutor and unconventional investigator. But for all its ambition, Shots Fired has a lot of clunky dialogue. At times, the characters are simply acting out a political argument instead of responding as people. Like in this scene, where a black pastor who challenges the federal investigators at a press conference is interrupted by a white man in the crowd.
What I don't understand is why you're here. All the murdering of unarmed black men by police across this country, and this is the one that the government is investigating.
So only black lives matter.
I'm sorry, when is the last time you were pulled over by the police and didn't know if you were going to make it out alive?
Listen.
Instead of revealing new ways to look at these issues, some scenes told us what we already know, as when that same pastor, played by Aisha Hines, talks about the value of public protest to an earnest North Carolina governor, played by Helen Hunt.
I know together we can get ahead of this and keep our city from becoming another Ferguson.
Ferguson was a tragedy. A rallying cry that spawned a movement still alive today. Have you ever considered that maybe I do want another Ferguson?
Fox only provided 6 of the limited series' 10 episodes early to critics, so I'm hopeful later installments will dig a little deeper and surprise viewers a little more. Because at a moment when political divisions in America couldn't be more heated, there's no better time for a series which approaches tough social issues by asking for a little empathy. I'm Eric Deggans.